What do a 17-year-old Pakistani, a Norwegian explorer, a Tibetan monk, and an American pastor have in common? They were all awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Among the top prestigious awards in the world, this prize has honored some of the most celebrated and revered international figures and organizations in history. To understand how it all got started, we have to go back to the 1800s. Swedish chemist Alfred Nobel was then mostly known for the invention of dynamite, a breakthrough which launched his career as a successful inventor and businessman. 30 years later, he had become extremely wealthy, but never married and had no children. When his will was opened after his death, it came as a surprise that his fortune was to be used for 5 prizes in physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and peace. These prizes illustrated his lifelong commitment to sciences and his passion for literature. But what about peace? Because Nobel's name was tied to inventions used in the war industry, many have assumed that he created the Peace Prize out of regret. However, this is all speculation, as he never expressed any such sentiments, and his inventions were also used for constructive purposes. Instead, many historians connect Alfred Nobel's interest for the peace cause to his decade-long friendship and correspondence with an Austrian pacifist named Bertha von Suttner. Von Suttner was one of the leaders of the international peace movement, and in 1905, after Nobel's death, she became the first woman to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel's will outlined 3 criteria for the Peace Prize, which, unlike the other Sweden-based prizes, would be administered in Norway: disarmament, peace congresses, and brotherhood between nations. These standards have since been expanded to include other ways of promoting peace, such as human rights and negotiations. And the prize doesn't just have to go to one person. About a third of Nobel Peace Prizes have been shared by 2 or 3 laureates. So how do nominations for the prize work? According to the Nobel Foundation, a valid nomination can come from a member of a national assembly, state government, or an international court. Eligible nominators also include university rectors, professors of the social sciences, history, philosophy, law, and theology, and previous recipients of the Peace Prize. But if you want to know more about who was recently nominated, you'll have to be patient. All information about nominations remains secret for 50 years. Take Martin Luther King Jr. We didn't actually know who nominated him until 2014. His nominators turned out to be the Quakers, who had won the prize previously, and 8 members of the Swedish Parliament.